Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." It is easy to marvel at the journey of the Magi. They went to great lengths, faced many challenges, and endured many hardships. Even after all of that, upon their arrival in Jerusalem, they didn't achieve their goal. They still had to ask, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" They required further instruction to find the answer to their quest. Like the wise men, I too search for the one who is born King of the Jews. While my journey is noble and sincere, if I rely only on my own efforts and knowledge, I will fail to find him. Further instruction is required. In my search, I need to avoid the temptation to be satisfied with a king and god of my own making. This kind of deity and ruler would delight my sinful flesh, but it would accomplish nothing to bring me closer to the true God. Once again, further instruction is required. The only way I can find the true God and his Son is to go directly to the Scriptures. In the Bible, God's inspired book for instruction, I come to know who God truly is. I also come to understand what he has done for me. He sent his Son to this earth to be more than a king of one nation of people. God sent Jesus to be the King of kings and Lord of lords, so that every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What is even more important is that, through the instruction of God's Word, I come to know what Jesus has done for me. His unquestioning obedience to fulfill his Father's will in my place, his sinless sacrifice on the cross to secure my release from guilt, his innocent death to rescue me from the power of the devil, his victorious resurrection to proclaim my freedom from death in the grave. He did all of this so that I could come to him and worship him. In order to know Jesus as my Savior, I need to be guided to him. Without the instruction God the Father has provided in his Word, I would remain lost and condemned to a fruitless and futile search. This is why I rejoice, because God has provided all the instruction I required. O gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, I rejoice in your Word of truth. Through the Word I receive the instruction I need to know that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.